Success in a group is not just the culmination of all its strongest parts, but rather the ability for the group to communicate and cooperate in a manner that will provide the best results. Any group, especially businesses, understand the importance of investing in the future, as well as keeping morale high to keep the company producing the quality of work that is expected from its workers. For King's College, a problem has arisen that is causing concern among some of its members. A recent Faculty Benefits Committee meeting resulted in some tension in the King's College community. A comment was made by Chief Financial Officer John Loyak that was noticed by some faculty members in the meeting's written minute. The original comment reads as follows, quote, "A question was asked of John as to why the college is able to spend money on buildings when it has no money to increase salaries. John responded that there is no return on increasing faculty salaries, but there is a return on investment in buildings and programs. Faculty Benefits Committee members relayed the importance of the personal touch of King's and the need to boost morale. It was also stated that it could do much to boost morale if the college looked to bring faculty and staff together with better events," end quote. This comment has resulted in some unrest in the community by some faculty members, but Loyak has sent an amendment to the original meeting minutes to try to clarify his point. Loyak explains more about what he was trying to say in the meeting.
The basic misunderstanding is the college does have a capital fund. Those funds were raised with a particular restriction. They have to be used for new capital projects. And in fact, in many cases, there's a very stringent list of items that they can be used for. That fund is the fund that actually creates resources to do projects like Kings on the Square and other projects that the college works on, or to revitalize existing facilities.
Some faculty members were upset by the original comment made by Loyak. Associate Professor of Theology Dr. John Malasik has been teaching at Kings for 10 years and was shocked by the original comment. Malasik shares his reaction to reading the minute.
I think that that comment catalyzed a kind of boiling over of some of these long simmering concerns that the college has some misplaced priorities when it comes to financing. Yes, it's difficult to balance the books at a college of this size, or really of any size, to be honest, in this day and age. But for the most part, we've been able to. But to some degree, we've made decisions to put resources in some places and not in other places.
Malasik describes the importance of teachers for students.
The work of dedicated faculty has a huge impact on whether students decide to come to King's or not. And if students decide to come to King's, obviously that means we have the tuition revenue that it takes to actually educate them and pay my salary and other things. But there's another side to that, too, that you will hear the leadership of the college talk about all the time, which is student retention. It's not enough just to get students here. If we're going to succeed as a college, we need to keep students here and we need to get them to graduate in 4 years if possible.
Malasik continues to elaborate about the roles of teachers in keeping students happy at school.
But I think that faculty play a big role in identifying students who are at risk of, you know, failing. Faculty play a big role in intervening with those students. Faculty, you know, informally talk about strategies for that. You know, if a student is not doing well in one class, there's a good chance they're not doing well in the class of the person whose office is next to you.
King's College President Father Jack Ryan also had a chance to speak about the questionable comment. Ryan interpreted the comments by the full context of the amended meeting minute. Ryan shares his thoughts on the comment's upsetting effect on some faculty members.
You know, I read the statement. The statement wasn't accurate. I'm not understanding how they can go from that statement to thinking the college is unconcerned with them. Ought implies can. And to say that you ought to do something implies that you can do it. And so in an operating budget, you're constrained by the revenue you have. And to say, well, I'm not happy with that, well, okay, but can I change it? What we're trying to do is work very hard to grow the college so that we wouldn't have to do the opposite.
Some shared their concern that the school's priorities might be emphasized on some programs more than others. Ryan explains that the school's focus is based off what students want.
We're very concerned about all our students that we have here, but it is true that students make choices on what they want to study and how they want to study, and we're responding to students' desires. These are programs that students are looking for. We didn't have them. And so what we're trying to do is create programs that we didn't have to attract more students. 4 years ago, it was very clear to us that if we did not do this, the consequences were going to be pretty ugly. Growing one area doesn't mean you don't appreciate another area.
On the next edition of the WRKC News at 5, we'll hear more from the King's College faculty and some students about their thoughts on this issue. For WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Christina Atienza.